Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Do you hear what I
the shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
In your palace, oh mighty king. Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let the king, let the king to the people everywhere. Listen to what I
we everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's nice and sunny and definitely cold outside. I have a cool guest with me today. She's going to be very fun and very exciting to work with, so I'm looking forward to interviewing her. She is a shaman and has some Reiki background, so we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Of course, you heard our singer, Bethany Caudill. She's got some Christmas music out. She's got some albums out. She's going to be doing some cool stuff in Nashville, Tennessee. She's going to be on the Kevin Shorey Show on December 18th. That's coming up. So you have to tune in Nashville. You can find more info on the website, and I'll also be announcing it on Bethany Caudill's webpage and her Facebook page. She is also going to be doing some music on December 12th in Crestwood at my friend Claire Callanan's house. That's going to be really cool. She's also got something going on in St. Charles, which is going to happen. It's called the Artist United Network. She's going to be aired on TV and interviewed in St. Charles December 30th, so that'll be online. We're still waiting to hear about January 5th, which is going to be at FUBAR in St. Louis. They're going to be selling tickets for that. We have a holistic fair coming up February 2nd in Festus, the Illinois Horse Fair, March 1, 2, and 3, which will be fun. And then on in June, we have the Springfield Metaphysical Fair, June 14 and 15. We'll both be there in Springfield, Missouri, and then the Natural Healing Arts Fair at the Shrine Mosque, August 16, 17, and 18. You can find that on our websites, BethanyCaudill.com and AmandaDowellPsychic-Healer.com. You can also message me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or you can email me at StarWeya@Hotmail.com. So you can also find Bethany over there on Facebook with Bethany Caudill, so that will be fun. You can check her out. And my guest today, you can check her website out at voicesoftheages.com. I really love that website name. That's just really awesome. So how exciting is that? So my guest is Cheryl Smith. She is a very strong shaman and spirit woman. She first started down her spiritual road when she was very young with guidance from her grandmother, which is fascinating because so did I. And the age just really kills me, too, because I was doing stuff like this at 5 years old, too. So I got excited reading her bio, which is fascinating to me. We both kind of started at a young age. I was 1 and 2 and doing this, and 5 years old, Grandma's still, you know, encouraging me. So this is cool. So Cheryl's grandmother at 5 years old had her sit down and watch her read tarot cards. And then by the time she was 9 years old, she could read as well as her grandmother could. And as years went on, her abilities with reading cards got better, and she still uses her grandmother's cards. And when she was 34 years old, the rest of her gifts opened up like a floodgate. So that's really amazing. And as her gifts began to grow and flourish, she was told by Spirit to find a teacher to do Reiki, which is really awesome. I took Reiki and healing back-to-back together. So how exciting is that? So now Cheryl is a Munichi shaman and Reiki master teacher. And she started teaching shamanic classes, and she's found a love in teaching and empowering other people, which I love that about her. And she has a goal to help as many, many people as she can and, you know, just work with them to open up and continue their gifts, and that's amazing. So I met Cheryl at a fair a while back, and I remember when she walked up to me, I knew right away that she was gifted. I knew right away that she was awesome, and I knew that we were going to become really acquainted. So I'm excited to have you on today, Cheryl. I'm going to bring you live in just a minute. So for those of you who are interested in asking questions second half of our show, you can find me in the chat room and ask your question. You can text me the question, or you can call in. Our phone number to call in and ask a question is 347-237-5339, and then hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll take your calls. It'll be very fun. Now I'm going to bring Cheryl live and see how she's doing today. Hey, Cheryl, how are you today?
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Trying to keep warm, you know.
Oh, we're all trying to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that with this holiday season coming on and just moving, I've been busy as I don't know what.
That's wonderful. I hear you're teaching some classes. That's really awesome.
I am. Right now I'm halfway through a shamanic series that started back in August. I'm having a ball with it. The girls are learning, and they're learning fast. With this day and age, you know, we have to get these healers out there because we need them.
We need them ASAP. The sooner the better, right?
You bet. You know, with the environment and with everything that's going on in this world, it's just a necessity. And I want to get these healers going. I want to get and empower them and get them out there so they can help other people as well. You know, I just want to create a chain of shamans and get them going.
Well, that's the way to do it. We all need to empower and help each other. And I think the more shamans, the more intuitives, the more healers, the more everything that we have, the better. You know, just open up your gift and go out there. I've found that that's what I want to do, too. I just want to, you know, get as many people open, get as many people awake, because, you know, what I'm feeling is I feel like as they're awakening and as they're going through all these changes, things are going to be amazing. Like, we're going to change the world and uplift people and even change, you know, the energies and environment. Like, the world needs a lot of help right now. So I think the more people that awaken to love and experience that, the better.
Oh, I definitely agree. Believe me. I mean, you know, it's all about love, and it's all about spreading the word and, you know, and helping everybody. I mean, you know, if humanity as a whole could take love that we're giving, you know, teaching these students and stuff, the world would be such a better place, I'm telling you.
The world would be an awesome place if we all just came from love and we took the time to sit down and just love one another, send love, help each other, and, you know, become a world of almost love and light, kind of like what you do every day.
Exactly. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, because I have had my little things that I've had to go through to get to where I'm at today, but the road was worth it, because I have learned through my journey to get to where I'm at today in order to able to help people. I mean, it is allowing me to be able to guide people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
so how long have you known that you've had the gift all of your life since you were 5? When did you really know it?
Well, I had a little bit of it, you know, I had a little bit of intuition as through the years, but when I really discovered that I really had it was probably, I don't know, about 18 years old. I would have things, I would think things, and things just really kicked in. And it's like, okay, so this is kind of weird. So, it was a gradual process with me. But when like you said, when I was 34 years old, man, it kicked in big time. And thank God I had the grandma that I had, because she guided me through a lot of it. You know, she told me what I could become. She died before I came to my end of my gifts real strongly, but she gave me forewarning of it. So, and I thank her every day for it, because without her guidance, I would have been like everybody else. When they wake up, they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. You have to have a little bit of guidance when it all hits you at once, I would imagine.
You do. I had, my husband was a godsend to me too, because, you know, there was quite a few different years in our ages, but he had been all around the world in the Army and had sought out the spiritual aspect of it. So he was able to help guide me as well. So I thank my lucky stars that I had the husband that I had as well.
That's wonderful that you could come together with all that and have that available to you just to, you know, click in and have someone guide you. I know when my grandmother died when I was 7, she kind of guided me from the other side from then on, and I met different people. So I would imagine, you know, in a world where you're at, you feel more comforted kind of knowing what you're doing.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, indeed. They help me from the other side now. So, you know, if I'm doing something wrong or something like that, if I start to head down the wrong path, I hear a little voice in my head saying, "Now, Cheryl, you know better than that." It's like, okay, I'm listening. I'll backtrack. Excuse me.
Absolutely. That's okay. So you wanted to talk a little bit about shamanism and practicing and all that. What would you like to share with the listeners?
Well, what I would really like to share with the listeners is shamanic path is really a journey that will last for the rest of your life. It is a lifetime, you know. It's not really a religion per se, so a lot of people think, but it's a way of life. And the way of life, when you become a shaman, you become that life. You live correctly, or as much correctly as you can, with the times and the ages. And the shamanism just, it brings you up, it enlightens you, it enables you to help other people. It's just a, how do I say it? Just love. I mean, it's just love. It's all about love. I mean, you know, spreading the light of love. You know, and then with shamanism, you know, you're able to help people see the things that they do, that they're doing in their lives, and you're able to pull energy off of them, unwanted negative energy. And, you know, there's other things, what I call little nasties, you know, that you're able to help them get rid of. And it's just a wonderful thing. And then you can do a soul retrieval. You know, people through their lives, they have traumatic episodes. And a lot of times you leave a part of yourself with that traumatic episode. So with a soul retrieval, we'll go back and we'll pick up that piece and bring it back forward, you know, so you become whole again.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. I mean, I've been doing this, you know, this kind of work most all of my life, and I am amazed every day. I still am amazed every day. Even though I do what I do and I've been doing it as long, I still get amazed every day. I love it.
That's wonderful. I remember my first soul retrieval. I was with a dear friend of mine, and she came with me to Alton, Illinois. And this lady was working on me, and she said that my soul was split down the middle and that something had happened to me at a young age and that I needed to be healed. And it was quite fascinating, actually, when that happened, because after she did the work on me, I felt totally different. I felt complete, like everything was together, and it was wonderful. That was actually my first experience with something like that, and then later mm-hmm. on I started kind of training as a shaman too. So when I found out you were a shaman and we had so much in common, I thought, wow, that's really amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. I mean, I am finding more every day that the people that do this kind of work, that they have things that are very much in common. So, per se, you and your grandmother, me and my grandmother. There's other people that I find, that I have things in common with, that we have shared similar experiences and stuff like that. But you got to remember, we're all connected anyway. We're all part of that divine spark.
That's right. And the more we can, you know, create more of a divine spark between people, and the more we can create, you know, the healing and the love, I think, the better. So that's really huge.
Oh, it is. It's very huge. I mean, you know, the more that we can pull people together with the love and the generosity and things like that, this world would be so better. Oh, my goodness. There's no way that I could even spread as much love as I feel in my heart, but I'm going to try. I am going to give it 100% until the day that I kick the bucket. I'm going to try my best to spread the love and the light.
Well, you do a very good job at that, and I just love everything that I see you do every day at the shop, everything that you put out on Facebook, the love that I see. It just creates such a huge vibe and a huge energy, and I just love it.
Me too. I love it all. You know, I love working with nature. The thing that I love about the shaman and me is that, you know, we work with everything. We work with nature. We work with the elements. We work with the directions. It's just, we work with everything. Everything's alive. Everything has energy. And it's just like, and if you allow yourself to fill up with that energy, it will fill you up to the sky and back.
Absolutely, positively. I agree with that 100%. So is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners before we take a break or anything? Maybe some events coming up or any other topics?
Yes. Oh, yes, ma'am. And of course, you know, you had one of my other coworkers on here, Jennifer Rogers. And we worked out.
She is a wonderful lady.
She is a wonderful lady. She was my sister in a past life, and I'm real fond of her. I'm telling you now. But we both work out of a shop called Eclipse Holistic Fusion. It's 1035 Main Street in Imperial, Missouri. But we have a lot of classes coming up. We've got a gemstone class that's coming up. It starts on the 8th of January. We have a psychic development that Jennifer and I are working on, and it's going to start in February. I have a new shamanic classes that are going to start. And it starts the 2nd of February. And what is, I'm really, really feeling great about this is because Gary Page, he's from Shamanic Passages.
Oh, he's fun. Yeah,
yes,
he's a fun guy.
Yeah, and he is teaming up with me. And this is the way that, you know, we're going to have more than one shaman teaching this. And like I've always told the girls when I'm teaching now, that every shaman is different. They all do their practice a little different. We all have different spirit guides. But the thing about it is that, you know, now that I'm going to have another shaman come in and team up with me, they're going to get the aspect of that. And so they're not only going to get the benefit of my knowledge, then they're going to get the benefit of his knowledge. You know, so
what I like about you guys teaching is that, you know, I too have tried to work with different people and teach them. And I always have fun just kind of going to other people's classes and learning from them too. I think that we never stop learning. We just keep constantly learning something from someone out there, from a class or how to tap into our own stuff. And I look at people and I tell them all the time, well, you have it in you too. You just have to bring it out. And I love how, you know, the classes can do that for individuals too.
Oh, of course. You know, It's wonderful. You know, I love learning. My husband had the perfect thing. He says, you never stop learning until they pat you in the face with a shovel. And I'm going to tell you what, he was 100% right. You never stop learning. And the person that closes themselves
off
to learning, I feel very sorry for them.
Yeah, I think we never stop learning. I think it's a constant thing. I think we just keep going. We keep learning. We keep at it. It's an amazing thing, and it's just healing to wake up every day and know how many lives you can impact, how much of a difference you can, you know, impact. I know Amy, and I know Gary Page, and I know Jennifer Rogers as well. So we're just all kind of a team of people that help each other. It's amazing.
Yeah, Gary and Amy and Kim here at the shop, We're all working on a great thing, and we'll get some information out about that, but it's going to be a bomb. It is going to be the blast. And, you know, and Amy being the homeopath that she is, oh, my goodness, she is awesome. She is awesome. And she's from Barefoot Homeopath, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim here at the shop has got a wonderful, wonderful thing going on that she's starting. She's doing her numerology with life coaching. She's combining them. And it, I mean, she can take your numbers and look at it, and she can see where you're supposed to go and where you're at now, and she helps you with the life coach. It's awesome. I've sat down and looked at some of her stuff, and I'm telling you, I am in a group of some amazing people.
We have amazing people all the way around us. I knew when I first met you, you were amazing. When I connected with Jennifer, I knew she was amazing. When I connected with the shop lady over there, she is equally amazing. Everybody is just amazing. And what I love is that we can all just, you know, there's nothing about being competitive. I know you can go out there and sometimes others can be competitive and mean with the group like you guys have. You guys are just loving. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, and we're spreading the love as much as we can, let me tell you. That's what we're all about, and we're all about promoting each other. I mean, and that's what we do. So many people think, you know, let's not promote because, you know, that's taking away from us. No, we're not about that. We're about promoting everybody. You know, there's this world is huge. There's enough out there for everybody, enough love for everybody. Let's spread it.
Yeah, let's spread the love. Let's get it out there, and let's just, you know, put the energy out there and really get with it. It's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any other events coming up you want to announce before we take a really quick break?
Yeah, we have. I want to tell something about some of the packages. We got a package starting up here at Eclipse. We've got a package that you buy a package for $150 and you get 3 services within that package, okay? We've got a holiday raffle going on right now where you can get a service and then you can get you're going to get a cup of tea with your reading, and that's going to be with Jennifer. And then she's going to do crystal clearings, Reiki sessions, and this is all within that. And then there's a few other prizes that go within the holiday drawing that we're having now. But, you know, it's just awesome. I am so excited about everything that's going on. It gives me the chills when I think about it. And there's so much going on that I can't even remember everything that's going on. But we do offer Reiki classes here as well. You know, we're just spreading the love.
That's what we can do. We can spread the love and the light. And I love that she's offering those packages and that there's so many things available to you because we need that these days.
Oh, we do. This, you know, so much stress. You know, if you just come in and get you a massage or a Reiki session, you know, and just pamper yourself a little bit. You know, we're all worth it. We spend all this time trying to do this, trying to do that, you know, that we forget about ourselves. So remember yourself. Come on down to Eclipse and spoil yourself a little bit. You deserve it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break and come back. Would you like to take some callers second half?
Sure, why not?
All righty. I'll see you in just a moment. You're listening to WGGM Radio. Check out Cheryl Smith, voicesoftheages.com. It's going to be really fun. We will be back in just a minute, right after this commercial break, to take your calls. Call in is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We'll take your calls. We'll be back in just a moment.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to, She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Okay, we are back. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. Or you can ask a question in chat, or you can text and we'll take your calls. So I'm going to bring Cheryl back now. Welcome back, Cheryl.
Hey, I'm here.
All right. So our first question that we have is from Anne Marie, and Anne Marie is wanting to ask about her horse. She says he is always wound up so tight and he's really anxious. How can she help him be more calm?
Has she tried some aromatherapy with him?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I used to have my horses, and my horse Daniel, which was his name, he used to love to smell my hair. He had his favorite that he liked to smell. He loved my hair freshly washed, and he loved apples. He loved the smell of apple shampoo. He liked strawberry too, but
oh, wow.
apple was his favorite.
She says, what kind? What would you recommend? Lavender?
Lavender would be a real good one. Tell her to try an essence of apples as well, because they just love the smell of it. Lavender is a good one for calming them. And tell her, you know, she could do a little bit of massage on him. I'm feeling like his back right now I'm feeling mm-hmm. like he's having a little trouble with his back area. That's part of what's making him feel so anxious. Tell her to run her hand down his backbone and see if she can feel anything abnormal around his plank area, you know, that part of the back where it comes up. But feels like he's having a little bit of trouble with his back, though.
Yeah. His back and his legs kind of come up with me, too. Something about his legs and muscles, that if she just kind of massaged him and worked with him, it would be very good.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like the aromatherapy, and she needs to do a little bit of massage on him, therapeutic massage for him. And tell her before she goes to throw a saddle on him, tell her to work him out a little bit and watch what he's doing before she throws a saddle on him. Watch how he's walking.
She says, yes, his flanks are real sensitive. So
yep.
That makes sense.
She needs to start rubbing him a little bit. Start rubbing him down a little bit and just getting him used to it. And you just have to work with him. Sounds like he needs a little bit of groundwork, too.
Yeah, he does. I definitely agree with that.
I used to train horses, so.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. I love horses. They are my all-time favorite animal. And then my next would be a dog, of course, but I love horses.
Oh, of course.
The
horses are great.
If I could live with a horse in my house, I think I would.
She says she does groundwork with him before she rides him, so thank you for that.
Good.
She's going to do that. She's okay, thank you.
Tell her she's welcome and keep it up.
I have a question from Angela. She wants to know if she has a Native American ancestry. Since she's been told she can't seem to find it, she really feels like she has it in her. And she also has some issues with depression and stuff like that. She's really sensitive.
Okay. Then it sounds to me like her gifts are opening up and she doesn't know how to do it. Has not had the training to work with it. She needs to find somebody to help her work with it a little bit. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And as far as the Native American background, she can have a shaman do. They trace their lineage, okay, and they do that by kind of like a soul retrieval, past life regression type thing. And a shaman can sense that. But as far as trying to find it on written record, I'm sorry, unfortunately, they did not keep written records very well.
Yeah.
And if their name was not on the dolls list or any of the lists that they have, unfortunately, that's hard, hard to do.
Makes sense. Okay, we'll pass that on to her. And she says, thank you. We have a question from Kathleen. She's wanting to know if she's going to move somewhere and if maybe her career is going to get better, like financial situation.
I'm seeing Florida for her. As far as her job goes, I'm feeling like she's having some issues where she's at, but she has something in mind where she wants to do it. Tell her to go for it.
All right, that's good. I see her doing some stuff. She's very artsy, so she's kind of in the art community and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. She's a comedian, too, so she's going to really take off with that, I feel.
Cool. Yeah, I tell her to go for it. You know, she's got something she's playing with. Tell her she needs to go for it.
Awesome. I'll pass that on to her. Okay, we have our first caller here, which is area code 831. You're on the line with Amanda and Cheryl. How are you?
Ooh, I'm excited now. I've been trying to send some positive light around me and my family. I don't know if you experienced this, but you know, you just wake up and know that something's in the air and about to change, or there's something, ooh, you just can't put your finger on it. And
oh,
Lord
yes,
and behold, my ex-husband showed up at my front door. So on that note, my current husband and I kind of just rolled our eyes and we go with the flow, because I share a 17-year-old son. He just turned 17 last Monday. What do you see in the air? What do you see as far as this change happening? I know I've been wanting to get back into work and helping out with the football team and stuff. Do you see what's going on?
I see some changes most definitely coming in your life. And as far as around your ex-husband, he has got some changes going on in his life. Sounds like, I feel like he's not quite been there before, but he's wanting to make some changes and be there for the children. It's almost like he's had a life-altering situation happen to him. And as far as you and your new husband, or your current husband, I should say.
He's new.
Okay.
Well, we've been married almost 5 years, so.
I'm seeing you guys kind of putting your nose to the grindstone. I'm almost seeing you guys wanting to start your own business.
Yes, we have talked about that.
Well, I think you got to go for it.
That would be good for you.
Oh, I am so for. I would so happy to be that. The thing that I'm feeling with my ex-husband, well, one, he just blatantly lied to me to my face, and two, it's got to be always a covert operation with my ex-husband, and I think the thing that really upsets me is that I've just been so open with him that he still continues to feel like it's fun to lie to me, and I giggle about it. But he's manipulated our daughter, and now I sense that he's manipulating our son. His presence here today, do you feel that it's going to be over finances and changing our son's mind?
Honestly, no. I'm picking up something from him that he just wants to try to, let's say, make amends. Okay.
Wow, that'd be great.
That's what I'm getting. It's like a new beginning. He wants to correct things that he knows that things have happened in the past. I'm not going to say that it's going to happen all at once, but I'm seeing steps towards that though.
Okay. All right.
And I know
that's
going to
always
make
the change for the better.
Go ahead.
I see things correcting themselves with you guys. Like, over time, it's going to heal and get better. So it's going to be worked on.
Yeah, it's not going to be all at once. I just feel, you know, he's wanting to change things within himself. I don't know what has give him the eye-opener, but something has.
Probably his mother's close to death, and anytime my son gets, my son's very talented in football. I never let him play until he got into high school, and he'll be a junior or a senior next year. So I think and he abandoned our son when he was younger. So the things that you're saying are, I believe, to be true. I just don't want that manipulated. He was diagnosed by 5 therapists with narcissism and emotional incest towards our daughter. And I just, you know, being mama bear myself, I don't want to have to turn into grizzly bear anytime soon. So,
I will tell you this. Don't drop the mama bear attitude just yet. Just keep an eye on it, okay? This is going to be a gradual change. This is not going to be overnight.
Oh, nothing ever switches a flip. It's more of a dimmer switch than it is a flip switch.
I hear that.
I get it. And God bless my husband, David. He has been so patient throughout this whole course of our drama. But if anything, he has taught me to just step back, observe, and we'll go with it. And congratulations on your shamanship. That is a beautiful, beautiful experience. I've had, when I was an in-home nurse, I walked into a house and the gentleman says, "You're a shaman." And I'm like, "No, I'm your nurse." And he goes, "Nope, you're going to be a shaman." And he was such a patient, beautiful man. And he was from Colorado with Indian background. And he even had a traditional Indian burial. And it was just such a pleasure to learn from him. And he really enlightened my intuition, which I had suffocated because, unfortunately, I wasn't as blessed as the two of you. My grandparents thought it was kind of scary to have a child that would be able to have gifts. And so when I found those gifts in my children, I let them flow.
So,
yeah. But unfortunately, my son's is blinded by the attention he's getting from his biological father. And I just, you know, like you said, hold on to the mama bear, and I will. Well, thank you for letting me share a story. Thank you for the guidance. And I'll call back and let you know what's happening.
You're quite
thank
welcome.
You for calling.
Thank you for calling. You owe me a Coke,
blessing.
Amanda.
We're going to have to get together and do that. That would be very fun. You know, I love hanging out with you. It's fun. We need to do it more.
You bet.
So we have a question from Susan, and she wants to ask about her daughter, Chrissy. She's going through some health issues. She's been losing muscle. And this doctor kind of, you know, gave him some advice, but she's wondering what you pick up, like should she eat more fruits or more veggies or, you know, do you pick up anything there?
I feel like there's something in her stomach that's not right, in her intestines.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like the only thing I'm feeling right there is like in her intestines and stuff. But I'll tell you what,
right.
Let me give you Amy's number because this woman is the woman she needs to talk to. Because when it comes
Amy,
to the physical,
yeah.
Amy, you know, from Barefoot Homeopath?
Yeah, Amy Page.
Amy Page. Let me give you a number that they can call to get a hold of her. 636.
Okay. All right.
748.
Okay.
0177.
All right. That will definitely help. She's a good woman. She's a good woman who has a lot of, you know, enlightenment and insight, and that'll help a lot. She's not absorbing any nutrients, so Amy can probably help her with that.
Oh, most definitely. Amy is an amazing woman. I'm telling you now, her essences have rocked my world and helped me out. And I'm a shaman, and I'll tell you what, when I need something done, I go to her.
Absolutely. That sounds good. I'm going to have to look her up, too. We've talked frequently. I just haven't. I picked up one of her essences one day and got really good energy off of it. So I'm going to have to talk to her again, for sure.
She's an awesome lady, I'm telling you.
So our next caller is area code 551. You're on the line with
Hi.
Amanda and Cheryl. How are you? Hi.
I'm well.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, this is Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes.
How can we help you?
Just wanted to get like a general read.
A general read?
And we're taking one specific question because we got a lot of callers.
Okay, no problem. Wanted to see what did you see for love and relationships for me?
I've seen a dry spell. You've been going through a dry spell?
Yes.
And then I see you meeting somebody in the next couple months. Feels like February is going to be a really, really good month for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so it does look like stuff is going to, you know, come up really good for you. Just hang in there a little. Excuse me, hang in there a little bit longer. That's what I'm getting. You need to hang in there a little bit longer because there's going to be some stuff that really starts to hit between now and now and the new year.
Okay. So the person
Thank you.
Will be coming. All right.
I'm seeing around the new year. You ready for the next caller, Cheryl?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have area code 323. You're on the line with Amanda and
Hi.
Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
I was wondering if what you see around me and Jordan. I invited him to come to Mexico with me, but he didn't give a response yet. So I was wondering what you guys felt.
Honestly, I don't feel like he's going to go. I feel like you're going to meet somebody down there.
Okay, that makes sense. I'd rather not.
Do what?
I'm open. I really wanted him to, but if there's a better option, then I'll take it.
I feel like you're going to meet somebody down there that's really going to rock your world, and it's going to be very, very good for you.
I would like that. I've been hoping for.
Okay.
Thank
Amy,
you.
What,
yeah, I see things, I see things really opening up for you, too. There's something with your aura is green is what I'm picking up. You know, like going through a lot of healing, too.
Yeah, you're correct. I just did an aura picture, and it was really green.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Cheryl.
No, you're fine. You're fine. What a blessed
Go
day
ahead.
We had.
Thank you, love. I really need to hear this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You ready for the next caller? We're kind of having some feedback issues.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead with the next caller.
Okay. Area code 267.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna. It's a relationship question. I had a relationship with somebody for like off and on, kind of like 5 to 8 years, and we had split up for a while. He had met someone, and this has been going on like about a year. But around May, supposedly moved in with her. And he calls me sometimes now and then, and I'm thinking, okay, it was just a thing. But now I was starting to feel like I'm the other woman, and I, you know, call it off, and then he's – do you have any insight on what's going on with that? His name is Ergin, E-R-G-I-N.
Yeah, he keeps coming back because you're comfortable to him is what I'm feeling. He just kind of wants to keep – like you had the right feeling. You're the other woman now. That's not right. You deserve better than that.
I know. I wasn't looking at it like that because I was the one, and now it's I don't know, does he love this woman, or?
This woman is, no, I don't feel that he loves this woman, but what I feel is that she is security for him.
Financial?
Well, I don't know if it's financial or emotional. Actually, I kind of feel like it's a both thing for him. Quite honestly, I'm getting that he's kind of like a player on a low key. And I just see that you deserve better. That's what I'm seeing. You deserve better than what you're getting from him.
Oh, I got the chills all over my body when you said that.
Yeah.
I'm standing in a hot room. That's really weird. I guess that's true. Okay, do you see her as an older woman?
The one that he's with now?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Like maybe in 60s. I mean, I'm 55, but I mean, I thought I seen a picture of, like, you know how you can look up a picture, but I didn't know if, I was thinking, is that a landlord or something?
Well, I'm picking up the age, I'm picking up the number 59 is the number that I'm picking up.
He's 50 years old. You know what? I think I'm going to move on. I mean,
sweetie, you deserve better. You don't need to sit around and wait for that. You deserve better than that. You're a good
right,
lady.
So
I can feel it. You're a good lady. You take care of people. Are you a nurse? Are you just a caretaker? What do you do?
Oh, God, I just got the chills again. Why do you keep doing that?
Well, honey, I'm a medium, too. Not just a shaman. I'm a medium as well.
I know. I said that jokingly. It's like I could feel your energy. I work in a hospital as housekeeping, but I did go to school for CNA, nursing assistant, and I'm waiting for a spot to open. So basically, yeah, I guess you could say that.
Okay.
So I don't know, like, I want to keep
Brian?
Asking questions.
Who's Brian? I'm hearing the name Brian with you.
Brian,
is that somebody that you know now?
No.
Well, keep it in mind, because Brian, it's going to be important to you.
Okay, do you see that very soon?
Within the next 6 months.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's a good thing. So when he calls me, I mean, I don't know what it's like. I'm not understanding if he has someone, and I guess I don't know if I walk away from him. You think he'll keep bothering me, or just end up having a happy relationship with her?
Well, he may end up keep bothering you for a while until he gets the message that this is no longer his.
Right, he can't have it both ways because I'm losing out. We were supposed to get a house in the mountains and everything.
Well, but you don't want to be with somebody that's playing with you, do you?
No, and I'm thinking, does he want me to probably just to hang around, and then when May comes, he'll say something else? No, I think I want to do it on my own, and thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
I don't think she knows anything about me.
I'm sure she doesn't.
So, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you
bye-bye.
For calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Caller is area code 636. You're on the line with Amanda and Cheryl. How are you? Hello, 636. All right, we'll go to the next caller.
Hello.
Area code 646.
Hi, ladies. How are you? Hello.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So,
how can we help you?
Okay. So I wanted to get you ladies' opinion on something. So I've been doing some personal training, and my trainer last week, he canceled and said that he would retrain, I mean, reschedule on Friday, but he never called me back. So should I go ahead and go back to my old gym to do personal training, or should I kind of stick it out with this guy?
I go back.
Go back to my old
gym.
Yeah,
right? You should go back.
Go back.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Definitely go back.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not really getting anywhere. You know, I mean, he canceled a few times at the last moment, so it happened a few different. It happened actually three times, and I feel that I'm wasting my money. So, I'm definitely going to take your advice and go back to my old gym. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, okay. And can you hear me? Clear?
Yeah,
hello?
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. And I wanted to see, what do you pick up? I want to stop driving to do. I need to start looking for another job. Just wanted to see, when do you think that will come? I'm going to start looking hopefully maybe in February.
I see you working in insurance.
Huh?
I see you working in insurance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw you behind the desk, and
okay.
It's coming up right around, and I got yes when Cheryl said insurance, so you should really look that direction.
All right. Do you see me expanding with the company?
Well, I'm not getting anything on that just yet. Yet? You have to find a place for me.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so that was my question. I'm actually on the bus. I know you have other calls, and it's kind of noisy where I am.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to take your advice. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Our next caller is area code 608. You're on the line with Amanda and Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, this is Peggy Berens. Hello?
Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Hey, Peggy.
Hi, Amanda. I know Amanda. Amanda's helped me with my animals before, and this is an animal question. And Cheryl, maybe you'll have some insight as well. I have a dog named Sparky. Sparky is an older Australian cattle dog. She's very sweet. She's very sensitive. She's very nice. Older dog, and she's had diarrhea lately, off and on, and for the past almost year, it's gotten better. I've gone to the doctor, vet with her, and I've tried different things to help her, and she's on a very expensive good dog food. I put pumpkin in her food. I give her acidophilus, and it seems to get better and then worse, and my question is some of it stress-related. We got two newer dogs in the past year, and I don't know if that's upsetting her and causing her stomach distress, or there's something I need. Hmm?
It's her teeth.
It's her teeth? Yeah, she's had a lot of teeth pulled because she had bad teeth, and so she's had quite a few. Does she have? She might need more of them pulled.
Well, I'm feeling like it's her teeth. I'm feeling like she's getting an infection, and what you're doing is helping the infection go down some, but it's not completely going away. It's kind of going up and down, but it's within her teeth.
So she still has more infection in her teeth.
That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah. That could be because she has such bad teeth. She's had many pulled because they were so bad. And that seems to be when this all started with her stomach, when she first had teeth issues. So taking her back to the vet would probably be the best option again, correct?
I believe so. But I'm feeling like
I think so too, because it's the teeth and something's bothering her mouth. She's a little bit under stress, but it's definitely the teeth. So get her to the doctor.
Back to the vet. Okay.
Yeah.
Infection. Okay. Well, I'm so glad I dialed in. I dialed in at 11, but it was you guys weren't on yet. So I'm sorry I didn't get in on the whole program. But
no, that's all right.
Thank you very much for helping me with my dog. I will call the vet right now.
Thank you.
After
you're
we're
welcome.
Done. Thank you both.
Blessing. Cheryl, it's been awesome having you on. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, it's been great.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon.
You bet. I want to say goodbye. And
all right.
It's been fun.
It's been fun. Thanks, everybody, for listening to WDGM Radio. Cheryl, thank you for everything, and we will do it again. Everybody, have a great Monday.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Christmas time in the city.
even stop lights, blink of bright red and green, as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.